Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have another. I know you can't believe this. I keep coming up with special treats for you, and here's another one. I'm continuing my guest series with famous folks and authors and smart people from all over the country, and here is one today. On the line with me for the program is Lowell Ponte. He is an author, and he's got quite a background. So welcome to the program, Lowell.
Well, it's an honor to be with you. By the way, it's also an honor to be on in Florida, the state that America's future will be like.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking a lot about that. And so Lowell is he's an author. The current book that's available is The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways the Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. Well, I think that about says it all.
It really does. But most people don't appreciate. They think that inflation is something that just happens by accident, that it's a byproduct of government policy. In fact, however, inflation is the government policy. We now live in what we call an inflatocracy, a government by and for inflation.
I was going to say, define that for our listeners, because I've got it written here for me so I can cheat, but define that for our listeners.
Well, when I say government of, by, and for inflation, I mean government now uses deliberate inflation, deliberately debasing the money constantly, as a way of taxing you, as a way of redistributing wealth, as a way of accumulating power for itself and enlarging government, as a way of social engineering. Oh, and most insidiously, interestingly, as a way of taxing people not only in the United States, but everywhere in the world that people now depend on the U.S. dollar. Every time our government prints out of thin air another half trillion or trillion dollars, the effect of that is to suck like a vampire the blood out of the dollars that everyone else has worked so hard to earn and save.
Well, it really is something that I think people underestimate the impact of, Lowell. I mean, it's everywhere, and even if you don't see it, you know, the simple examples that we see in the grocery store where they may not raise the price, but the packaging's gotten bigger and the product's gotten smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes much beyond that, right?
That's a kind of inflation, but Americans now, especially people thinking of ever retiring one day, they now face a world in which they will face several kinds of retirement inflation. One, you remember the old joke that 80 is the new 65.
Sure.
And then the head of AIG, the world's biggest insurance company, a few weeks ago came out and said, you know, government are going to have to raise the retirement age soon to between 70 and 80.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're going to have age inflation. You're going to have them making your money worth less so you can never really retire. You're going to have them begin means tests. By the way, this is something that baby boomers like me have known ever since we were young. We were the pig in the python.
Yep.
We were the demographic blob that overflooded the schools when we got there, then the universities, then the job market. Soon we'll be overflooding the graveyards. But in the meanwhile, they're going to have to find some way to renege on Social Security.
And you started to talk about means testing, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Your punishment. Remember, when we were young and we worked hard, there were those kids back in high school who were smoking in the boys' room and goofing off and not working hard. And we've spent our lives now being taxed to provide the welfare so they can continue to use the social safety net as a hammock. Well, when it comes time for us to retire, the government is soon going to be looking at us and saying, you know, you saved money. You own a home. You have means. Therefore, you don't need the Social Security benefits you're theoretically entitled to. We have to deny you benefits so money will be left to continue paying those kids who were smoking in the boys' room long ago.
You're going to make my head fall off, Lowell. I'm shaking it left to right as quickly as I can. If you're just joining us, listeners, we have Lowell Ponte on the line with us. He's an author of The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. Give us a quick background, Lowell. Your career, you've been all over the place and a lot of impressive, it's quite a resume. Tell us a little bit about you and what you've been doing.
Oh, goodness. I'm a former think tank futurist. I'm a PhD. I was for 15 years a roving editor at Reader's Digest. I've covered stories in 15 countries around the world. I'm author of a book called The Cooling, Projecting What's Going to Happen to Global Climate in the Next Few Centuries.
Hmm.
And, of course, I wound up predicting the drought that we're now dealing with, which is one more thing putting stress on an already incredibly fragile economy.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is part of the problem, too. We now live in a world where, just to tick off a few points most people don't focus on, 49.1% of households in America now have someone living there who gets a government check.
Wow.
That's basically half the population. By the time the baby boom has retired, that will exceed 60%, and you can pretty well kiss democracy goodbye at that point. The only issue in an election will be, who will enlarge the government check I'm getting? That will be the question.
All right, that's a good, listen, Lowell, that's a good place to take a break. Stay right there. We'll return in about 30 seconds. Hang in there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And again, our guest on the program today is Lowell Ponte. He's an author of The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways the Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. And we just also found out before the break that he also wrote The Cooling, which I'm going to have to look into that one. That's a fascinating subject area for me, Lowell.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also co-author with Craig Smith. By the way, the reason we can do things like give away books, as we'll be doing later in the show, my co-author, fabulously wealthy businessman who retired at about age 50 a few years ago, and then looked around and said, you know, the country and world are going to hell in a handbasket for my children and grandchildren. We have to do something. So we've embarked on writing a series of books. The first was Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse. The second, this book we've been discussing, The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. And we have a whole series of these coming. But we're just trying to arm people with information. You know, Craig
Very
doesn't
good.
Need the money. He doesn't need to sell these. We're just trying to show people, for example, in the current book, we give you 50 pages of ways that we can turn this around and you can protect yourself and your family, even in a worst-case scenario. The core advice of which is, for goodness sake, understand that today's U.S. dollar is like a share of stock in an already bankrupt company.
And it's about to be even more diluted.
Oh, it's going to be vastly diluted. It'll be like Germany after World War I when you had to get a wheelbarrow of money to be able to buy a loaf of bread. That is baked into the cake already.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, I'm actually, you know, every day I'm meeting with people and I'm financially planning their future and their retirement. And so I'm going to ask you kind of a difficult number, but you know, when we do our projections, we need to build an inflation, and we do. Boy, what kind of number do I do? What kind of inflation projection should I make?
Well, let me continue with a few other data
okay, go ahead.
Just so people can understand how complex all this is. Number one, roughly a third of Americans have zero or negative net worth. They're not going to have anything at all when they retire, and they're perfectly willing to fall back on a welfare state that's prepared to accept them. More than 48% of adult Americans today pay no income tax at all. In America today, more than twice as many people are employed by government than are employed in all of manufacturing combined.
Mm-mm-mm.
We have, as the Wall Street Journal says, become a nation of takers, not makers. So who's going to make, as I like to ask folks like President Obama, on the day that you have eliminated free enterprise, what kind of enterprise do you think will be left? There are really only two possibilities, either a crony capitalist enterprise, as we have now, where you get government money for being a loyal acolyte and ally of the state, or you'll have no enterprise at all. So who will be making the goodies that tomorrow's politicians will have to disperse? Because they have to hand out something. What they will do, understand, we are now so phenomenally deep in debt. We have dug a hole of debt so deep that if you pause and listen carefully, you can hear the voice of Chinese on the other side of the hole asking how much or what are the chances that America will ever pay back the more than $1 trillion they've lent us to stay afloat. Oh, and that's the other thing to keep in mind. Every time your federal government spends a dollar on something, 42 cents of that dollar is borrowed.
Yeah.
Our revenue is nowhere near big enough to cover the government spending we've already taken on. So what that translates to is government spending today is running at a rate of $58,000 a second. So just count with me, dot, dot, dot. And those three
it's getting
dots,
expensive. Stop.
Yeah, your spendaholic politicians have just added another $174,000 to the bar tab that in one form or another you and your children and grandchildren will be expected to pay. You
plus
may pay
interest.
It in inflation. President Obama has also, in the last 3 years, increased the size of government relative to the economy, relative to a GDP, from 19.5% to more than 25%.
Well,
he has literally increased the effective size of government by 25% in 3 years. And that government, of course, wants more and more taxes in one form or another, either taxes or mandates. Americans for Tax Reform has an interesting date that they call Cost of Government Day. We're all familiar with Tax Freedom Day. You know, on this day,
sure,
you finally paid your taxes. Cost of Government Day goes farther, and it adds in all the government mandates that we wind up paying for. You know, when the government hands down a rule that requires people to pay for a more expensive car because it has different things on it and so on, all of that is like a tax. Much of the Obamacare health measure was mandates built into the system that you have to pay. Under that, they calculated that last year we did not reach Cost of Government Day when you had finished paying all the burdens financially that government heaps onto you until August 12th.
Wow.
That means you worked 224 days last year, 61% of your life, just to pay the cost of government before you could earn and keep penny one for your own family or your own retirement.
Lowell, that is another ugh from me.
Well, if you want to get into bigger ugh, let's ask, as we did in our book, Crashing the Dollar, what the real indebtedness of the government is. We all realize that today, as we sit here, the effective indebtedness of the government is more or less identical to our GDP. It's in the range of $16 trillion. In other
sure.
words, we already owe in immediate debt
a whole year's
much,
of income.
Yeah, as much as we're bringing in. This would not be a good credit risk, by the way, if you insist on having to borrow 42 cents out of every dollar you use to keep going. It's like paying off last month's credit card with this month's credit card. It just keeps piling up. But the point is, that's only the little debt. Bigger, then, is the total national debt, which includes private debt. Put that on, that comes to about $67 trillion.
Mm-mm-mm.
The entire GDP, gross domestic product, of the planet Earth, and it's 7 billion people, is only about $62 trillion. In other words, we're exceeding the GDP of the planet. Then beyond that is unfunded liabilities, what we have already implicitly promised to pay for Social Security, Medicare, government pensions, and the like. That adds up to about $120 trillion. And then on top of that, derivatives. The derivatives are the dark matter of the financial universe. They are out there on the books being held as value by banks all over the world. We calculate that if you add the derivatives, which are a kind of artificial, weird value private paper, the kind, for example, the guarantees that were behind the bad mortgage bundles that were being sold, how much of these are banks holding around the world? The official government estimate here is about $1.28 quadrillion in derivatives. You put all of that together and ask, what is America's share? Our real debt is about $750 trillion. Oh, and by the way, the banks holding these derivatives have been maneuvering in the last 6 months to shift the guarantee burden on the derivatives from themselves to the government, the FDIC. But anyway, $750 trillion, how much is that? If you started taking $1 bills out of your wallet and just made a stack of $1 bills, $750 trillion $1 bill would make a stack that reached from here to the planet Venus, 23.5 million miles away, and back. And you would still have enough stacks of money left over to make 14 stacks of dollars between Earth and the moon. Now, will we ever be able to pay off that debt when more people work for government than in manufacturing, when half the people pay no income tax at all, when half the households in America have someone living there who gets a government check? No, boys and girls, we will never be able to pay that off by productivity or saving or earning or growth. The only way it will ultimately be paid off, and that will happen the day after countries say, we're not going to lend you any more money to keep you going, the government will then have to simply turn on the printing presses.
Mm-hmm.
That's called monetizing the debt. And what they will do is they will literally print hundreds of trillions of dollars, all of which have this, they have no intrinsic value except there's a little legal stamp on them that says, this is legal tender, and basically must be accepted as payment for debts, public and private.
Well, Lowell, it sounds a lot like Zimbabwe.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
That was the most recent country to print $1 trillion.
I've got a $100 trillion Zimbabwean note on my desk. Lowell, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, if you're just joining us, Lowell Ponte is on the line with us, and he's an author, and he's obviously, if you've been listening, a very intelligent man, knows a lot, and he's written the book, The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways the Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. And you were talking about stacking bills to, you know, Venus and back or whatever planet it was, and you talk about hundreds of trillion dollars of debt when you put it all together, Lowell, and I'm starting to think that Mars never looked so good. I think it's time. let's get that spaceship to Mars going.
It would be a chance to start over with a whole new Earth. This time we could go into an Eden that didn't necessarily have to have serpents in it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it would have other things. Anyway, what does it mean when we say we're just borrowing $58,000 a second? That means that every 2 hours we are borrowing as much money as we once spent to buy the Louisiana Purchase and the state of Alaska. In other words, two-thirds of all the land west of the Mississippi in the U.S. Put those two things together.
So this really, in your opinion, it really cannot be prevented.
No, the inflation is inevitable. What's holding it right now is, A, the Federal Reserve and government have been holding interest rates close to zero because, after all, government is the biggest debtor here, and debtors benefit from very low interest rates. So they're holding it that way to protect the government, not you and me. They have made the government the main recipient of all loans from the big banks. In other words, you print money out of thin air, you give it to the banks turn around and lend it back to the government. So the banks get the money virtually for free, and then they earn 2 or 3%.
Not a bad
deal.
By
lending it back to the government. But in that process, they have tightened the lending requirements for ordinary Americans.
Right.
Which means, yes, interest rates are at a record low if you want to buy a house, but try to get the loan.
Right.
You want
because you have
be
the government competing for those dollars.
Yeah, and I mean, government is considered a 100% safe lender because they, after all, can print money. The fact that the money may be worth nothing is beside the point. The debts can always be covered by the government because it can print money. Add to that, we have all kinds of amazing cons being played by the government.
Let me ask you this, Lowell, because we've got a couple minutes left. Do you want to go ahead and talk about the book offer?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Our book, The Inflation Deception, 264 pages, goes into all the ways that they are now using inflation as a drug, as a mind-altering effect in the society, as a way of degrading moral values in the society. We are done with the days when Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. A penny saved is now just a penny lost to inflation. So saving is a bad thing. Keynesian not saving is a good thing. Anyway, to get the free book that explains all this and shows you how you can protect yourself and your family, just give us a toll-free call. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay for the $20 book. We just want to arm people with information. The number is 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. It sounds a little like Columbus, but it isn't quite 1492. It's 800-630-1494. Just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll get your address. We'll get the book out at our expense to you. It will literally not cost you a penny, but we're only giving away 1,000 of them. There are many, many thousands of people listening to this show right now. We'd suggest you call right now, 800-630-1494. I do have to add a warning label. That is, you will never be able to see money, finance, inflation, and the like the same way again once you've read this book.
Yeah, a little bit of knowledge can be really dangerous, can't it?
Well, it certainly changes your view.
Yeah. Now, well, speaking of that, you know, and we've got a couple minutes left here. You mentioned there are seven ways. You want to leave our listeners with one of the ways that they can really try to protect themselves with all of this? I mean, if it's inevitable, what can they do?
Well, as I said, the great danger is keeping your savings in the form of paper dollars that can be destroyed overnight just by the Fed turning on a printing press or the government turning on a printing press, because they're going to. It's inevitable. Even though we're right now having an Ayn Rand-like tax strike where companies are holding back trillions that they're not hiring, they're not expanding, they're waiting to see how the election turns out.
Right.
So in any event, what you want to do is get a portion of your savings, maybe 20-25%, in some form they cannot run off a printing press in Washington, D.C. That
okay.
could be survival food, that could be bullets, that could be guns, which have been a huge investment opportunity in recent months. They've been doing better than all stocks combined.
I talk about in my book, shotguns and chickens.
Yeah, survival food, antiques. Yeah. Or, of course, the standard the founders established in the Constitution itself, which is gold and silver. That was based on a biblical standard of what is real money. See, the money system we're in right now, and this is one of the themes we touch on, one of many in our next book coming out. All these gimmicks that the banks now use and all the fake money and so on, that isn't new.
No.
That was originally developed 4,500 years ago in Babylon.
Hey, Lowell, we're going to stop right there. Let me get the last word on this. Lowell Ponte's been our guest, author. The website is inflationdeception.com. The book offer, 800-630-1494. Lowell, thank you for being on the program.
Hey, thank you for being a beacon of truth to the people of Florida.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.